Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, everybody. We are so glad to be with you this afternoon on your ride home. And I hope there's other people that are tuned in other states. We've got a great show for you today. We have Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group.
And welcome. Thank you for letting me come in today.
Yes, and not only that, but you're our guru trivia dude. And you know all the history about Duval County.
Right, been here, I think I'm seven generation in Duval and ninth generation in Florida. So we've been here a while. We figured out it's a great place.
Wow.
Stuck with it.
So you've been here since the 1800s?
Yes, my family came down from South Carolina in the 1820s.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're local yokels in the truest sense.
I'm a Corpus Christi, Texas. That's where all my family's from.
Oh, really?
And my family, my parents were smart enough to pack us all when I was an infant, pack us all in a car, and at least got us out of South Texas. And
you went as far west as you could on the mainland.
Yes. Looking for gold, I'm sure.
Gold in California.
How old are you again? Now, wait a minute. 1849, you were out there going for gold? What's the deal?
Whoa.
Yeah, she's going back
this
a ways,
is my
isn't
third
she?
Life.
So this is the only show at this hour we know of in Jacksonville with hosts, with descendants from the 1800s.
That's right. That's true. We're regulars here.
Wow.
No imports.
I have no idea where my family's from, but Hispanic we are.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
So you're part of the Spanish.
Nobody ever believes me here.
Why is that?
Because I don't look like it, as everyone says, and I.
Well, you don't look Hispanic. Is that
no, no? All so right. I want to do that test because I'm interested to see if maybe my ancestry is more from Spain.
Okay.
Which I believe it is.
That could be.
It could be because if you're Spaniard. Then you're really, really, because if I've talked to people from around the world, if you're Spanish and you speak the mainland Spanish language, everything else is not the native Spanish that we know it. So they say we came to the Americas and we messed it up.
Yeah, I guess we're used to Puerto Ricans and Mexicans here in this part of Florida.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then Cubans, of course, in South Florida and here as well.
Well, some of the Spaniards I've talked with, they said they use a word that starts with a B is when it came over to the Americas, they took Spanish and really messed it up.
Okay. Well, I guess there's different accents. Now, I couldn't tell, but you could be from Spain. That would be interesting. Remember, there was a song by Three Dog Night, Never Been to Spain.
Oh, really? I had not remembered
remember
that one. That's been a while.
Gosh, I love Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Well, he's spinning the platters in there like the old days.
We're aging ourselves.
That was Dr.
Big
Davis.
Time. Talking about Three Dog Night and the 1800s. Here we go. We got quite the show, though. We have the money man in here. And so give us an update of what's going on in the lending world. Is it still below 3%?
It's still below 3%. What is happening? Now, thank you for that one. Very I appreciate good. It. Well, what happened is the COVID variant is putting a little bit of strain on the economy, and believe it or not, it's good for mortgage interest rates. I know it's the craziest thing you could hear, but when they're worried about the economy
stalling, something
good
is happening with it.
So
okay.
It's keeping interest rates down. The Fed is still supporting interest rates because what they do behind the scenes, they buy a lot of the mortgage-backed securities that we use when we sell a loan. We sell it into a marketplace. And investors purchase, and the largest purchaser of these loans right now are the federal government. So they're helping to keep the rates down to make housing more affordable. So it's been really great for us. So it's time to refi. It's time to still look to purchase, and you can still get really good rates.
So a decent, I have very little. I always pay cash for everything. So I don't owe people that much, very little.
and let's say I want to say my FICO is at least 780.
Okay, that's a good place. Yes.
So what could be my FICO approximately? I know you can't give exacts. And
well, it's basically if it's cash out or purchase. If you do a cash out refinance, the rate's going to be a little higher than a purchase, or a rate term where you're only replacing money over money. You're not asking for any additional funds.
No, I don't do that.
So you could get right in high twos, low threes these days, depending on how much equity that you have in the home. The more equity you have, the better your rate's going to be, the better the credit score, the better the rate's going to be.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't know that played a factor.
Yeah, there's several variables that go into calculating the interest rate. It's just
for
not
refinance?
Refinance or purchase. It's not just your credit, but it's debt-to-income ratios.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about refinance right now. So,
refinance.
Yeah, a lot of people should be thinking about it, or at least checking into it. If interest is back in the high twos, a lot of people might be at 3% or 3.2.
Right.
Then they really need to check and contact you. So if they have equity in their house, like I do, so that can play a factor into getting a lower score.
Right, because if you're maxing out your home value by lending against it, you're going to get a worse rate than if you have built-in equity, because then the risk is low. You're not going to let go of that house, let something bad happen and lose the home if you've got 50% equity in that home. But if you have 5% equity in that home, you're not losing as much. So the risk variable takes into place when we're calculating an interest rate and also approving a loan.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I mean, I probably should have known that, but I didn't.
There's a lot of logic behind it, and that's why I love it. It's what you do, you have to deal with not only the logic, but the emotions of the buyer, where here with us—
And there's lots of emotions
yes,
with the buyer.
And with me, if it fits in the box—
And the seller.
It works. But if there's no, I don't feel good about that rate— Well, this is what it is. It's pretty much kind of cut and dry. So that's why I've been offered many times, why don't you get your real estate license? So the real estate agents work too hard. They have to deal with more stuff than I ever have to deal with. So I'd much rather stay in my lane, so to speak. I appreciate what you guys do.
Yes, it's we wear many different hats.
You certainly do.
And but that is good to know. So what else? If somebody wanted to use you to get their loan for their home, what are some things they need to bring you, some docs that they need to bring you that perhaps some of our people that are listening need to get together and have ready?
Well, it depends on if you're purchasing or refinance. If you're purchasing, you want to have your at least 2 years tax returns, W-2s, 2 months bank statements, 30 days pay stubs. And then we would, if you're refinancing, the extra bit that we would add on top of that is your current mortgage statement, who you're paying off now, and then your homeowner's insurance declarations page, how much your insurance premium will be. And then, of course, we'll pull off the local county records, your tax bill. And those are the kinds we would look at. And if you're looking to pay off debt, let us know. Bring us statements on whom you would like to pay off, credit cards, car loans, second mortgage, whatever's out there. Let us know and bring that information with you as well.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. So it's a complicated process, but we guide you through. So don't let anyone be afraid of getting out there and getting with a mortgage. A lot of people tell me it's really tough, but I say it's not.
Yeah, so if you're out there and if you're thinking about purchasing a home, and if you're thinking about refinancing and you're not sure where you're at, where you stand, you have nothing to lose than to call Carl, because he will let you know what you can and cannot do and where you're at, or perhaps you need to wait a little bit longer. Or you might find out that you've been paying this high rent at, $1,900 a month or $1,700 a month, or just got that notice that it's increasing, and we can get you much lower probably than what you're paying rent, or at least very close to it. So you want to give us a call. We have quite the show. We're going to be talking about preparedness. How do we prepare our homes, not only for sale, but also for emergencies? So give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And I've got a dynamic listing coming that you want to hear about. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and her guest, Mr. Carl. He's right here too. Be right back.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Snow, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And Realty Executives is an international company, and we're located all across the United States. We have at least 24 offices in Florida, and our office, along with Palm Coast, covers all the way from Orange, from really St. Mary's, all the way down to Port Orange. And we sell real estate. I've got things impending in Miami and in Naples right now. So money is money. I go where people need me and want me, and also licensed in Southern California. where the average home for a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,600 square feet is about $840,000. And you heard me correct, $840,000. I think I need a trip home just to do one deal. I mean,
that's true.
Then you can have a two-week vacation.
So anybody in the military out there, if you're if you need to move, or give me a call. I can set that up for you, or I can go myself.
Maybe we need to do some of those ads where, you know, you see people in Chicago and they're sending out a posting that in Florida it's 80
degrees. You mean like our mayor?
Yeah, exactly, like our mayor. Maybe you need to start doing that in Southern California. Come see me over in Florida.
I am. In fact, I had one of my, and for those of you who don't know, I was a cop for 25 years out in Southern California, then got retired, got into real estate out there, and then moved here to retire. And I do real estate in my retirement because I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You get to help people and you get
you
paid
do.
To
it's
do
fun.
It.
It's fun. It's fun. It's rewarding. Wow. And it's pretty
career.
Awesome.
So. Great career, and you're still doing it. And, you know, and then, of course, the home prices here are so much better.
Oh, my God, they're so much better.
And I saw an article online today, no kidding, that Jacksonville, I don't remember the exact source, but it was online, and it was a pretty big concern. And they said that Jacksonville is the seventh most popular move-to location now in the country.
Wow, that's great.
From places that are where people are leaving. Of course, L.A. and New York. And even Miami, people are leaving for other parts of Florida. And the same thing in California. You would know about this. In L.A., they're heading over towards Riverside and towards Las Vegas to get a better price.
And they're moving. Actually,
they're heading right here to Florida.
They are, but most of them are going to Arizona and to Texas.
Right.
Which they should just continue
I
to
guess,
someplace
especially
else.
Especially after being in California.
Texas has become California in the areas of Austin. And
right, because it's another no state income tax state, just like Nevada and Florida are.
So that's true.
That's why we're also partly.
Yeah, well, hopefully they vote that way too, because, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, as my mom used to always say.
Yeah, but that's why you wanted to leave that California state in mind. In California, and
exactly.
Please adopt the Florida way of doing things.
And that's what I told my buddy because they were thinking about moving over here. He was a fellow cop of mine. Yeah. And I said, well, let's have a discussion first.
Well, my little brother showed up.
Let's make sure that.
Why was he not conservative minded?
I don't know. I don't know if he is or isn't, but I told him it would be nice if he was.
Well, that was my little brother. He came in from D.C. last month. And because I was vaccinated, so he was able to see me. And then he told us he was moving to New York State. And I said, well, welcome to the free state of Florida. And I hope you enjoy New York. You know, he's of a different mindset. So it's probably better he went that direction anyway.
Yes. But Kenny was the one that sent me. We were cops together forever. And he just retired. And he's the one that sent me the... It was one of the homes on the area that we patrolled that really wasn't that great. It wasn't a real bad area to live in, but it, you know, I wouldn't live there. And that home on that street was $840,000.
And I think that's under the average in California, isn't
it? Yes, he said that's the new average out there. It used to be $550,000, and now it's in the $800 range.
Mm-mm-mm. My goodness!
So be grateful. I mean, I am. I mean, one of the reasons I moved here for several different reasons, but. I am still baffled living here as long as I have already of our price point. It is just amazing to me that you can buy still a house, a nice home in the 200 range. And compared to California, you can buy a superior home in the for between 300 and 350. You know, that's probably the average home in California at that price here is 800,000 there. So yes, I'm pretty grateful because I paid $250 for my house. I've already had the big, expensive home. I do not want the big, expensive home anymore. I turned 60 this month. It's like I want, you know, I'm preparing for the last trimester of my life.
Trimester? Okay, that's great.
That's what I call it. That's what I call it. Everybody laughs at me. But it's like, yeah, I'm kind of like entering that zone of, okay, do you have your stuff together?
Right.
Like, of course... Last week we talked about wills and trust and how to, you know, get your home prepared for that. And it was quite interesting because I didn't realize that August is the month for wills and trusts.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, either did I. And so, you know, we had Heekin Law last week. And so if you have questions, you know, you want to call Heekin Law, 904-475-2547. That's 904-475-2547. The attorney there, Ray, who does this, she's remarkable. They were on the show last week. But it's those kind of things that we really, at this point in my life, I need to make sure things, we should always make sure those things are in order, but we don't. You know, we're
human beings, procrastination.
We'll put it off till next week, right? Yeah. So, you know, so I've got the smaller home now, one story, and trying to get all my paperwork together to give to Heekin Law. And so we have to do those things. We hate to think about those things, but in reality, you need to make sure everything is in order. And so I'm grateful on the price that I got a couple of years ago. I grabbed a nice little house, and I'm fixing it up, and it looks fantastic.
It's just amazing how much the prices have changed in the last 12.
Just in the last few months.
Yes, it's getting crazy, and I'm getting the calls all the time in my house. Are you ready to sell? And I'm like you, I bought 17 years ago, so I'm sitting on a huge amount of equity. I'm like, do I give it up? But the problem is finding some place to replace, because now the price is so high.
Carl, I can find you a place. We have plenty of realtors out here that can find you a place.
Well, I'd like to go back to my old neighborhood, Riverside Avondale days, but I teased my mother. She was part of the founding of Riverside Avondale Preservation. And I said, she's made it too expensive to go home again. It's such a nice area. They bought, my first introduction to real estate is when my father bought a house in there in 1971 and bought a 3,000 square foot house for $29,500, and then turned around less than 5 years later and sold it for $160,000. And I'm like, wow, there is something to this. So it was quite interesting to learn that. And interest rates back in that day, the next door neighbor came over and said the following. He says, well, I got a rate of 6.25%. We'll never see those rates again. Now we're all kind of laughing at that one. When I tell people that, they said, you're kidding me. Rates were at 6%. You get these
younger
folks.
I got at 13%, my very first home. Yes.
I remember when I was in the bank, I used to post the interest rates. They were 17 in the early 80s. So now you think about where we are now. So.
Well, that's when I bought my house, and I had excellent credit and great, you know, FICO score.
Right.
And got it for 13%.
So the new members of our market, you're hearing from the people that have been around a while, it's really good right now. It's compared to what it's
been. But the interest was high, but the prices were lower.
True, and it washed out. The payments were still reasonable.
Yes, because I remember my first payment was like $1,000 to $1,200.
Yeah,
it was something like that. It was super low.
$700,000. Yeah. And I bought for less than $100,000 a nice two-story house in a nice area in Arlington. And I'm like, wow, this is really great. And then moved into the country club neighborhood that I'm in now and never thought I would get there for less than $300,000. And now I'm watching houses go for $600,000 or $700,000 down the street.
I know, you're sitting looking good.
And I'm going, my goodness, is this time to pull the trigger?
Betty Layton just sold a house in there.
The street from
our top producer, Betty. Yes, she did. Yeah. So.
Hey, you're in Equity City.
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying
and
it
And that's the
bit.
Smart thing. Don't use the money in your house.
Exactly.
Not unless you absolutely, I guess, have to. But I just leave it. Leave it alone.
That's what I'm doing. Maybe leave it to my kids. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, if you are interested at all in living close to the beach, right over the ditch in Pablo Point, I sold that house in a few days. It is gone. It is impending to a nice family. So now we just got to get to the closing table.
Fantastic. That's my kid's neighborhood, Pablo Point.
Yes, it's a great, great location. And a lot of people forget about it. It's kind of hidden.
It is.
It's kind of hidden back there. People really don't know about it. And so it's gone. But I'm going to tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some preparedness for you, some emergency preparedness. And I'm going to talk about a three-story home that is a steal at a price that you can only get here in Florida in Duval County. I've got it coming. So stay with us right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we'll be right back with Carl Parnell.
So keep it right here, and if you have any real estate questions, comments, we're taking them. 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Talk Radio.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A majority of state assembly members support beginning impeachment proceedings against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo if he doesn't resign over investigative findings that he sexually harassed at least 11 women. That's according to an Associated Press count on Wednesday. At least 82 of the body's 150 members have publicly or told the AP that they favored initiating the process of ousting the third-term Democratic governor if he doesn't quit. Cuomo denies that he made any inappropriate sexual advances and insists the investigative findings don't reflect the facts. A simple majority of assembly members is needed to authorize an impeachment trial. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 323 points. The NASDAQ, however, rose 19. The S&P declined 20. Oil down 241 to 68.15 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The governor and Jacksonville's mayor, Lenny Curry, hosting a Zoom roundtable with hospital leaders from around the state. This comes amid surging cases in Florida and a hotspot being the Jacksonville region. Speaking Tuesday, Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want media hysteria keeping anybody from going to the ER.
The COVID patients are half of what they were last year. Even in places that have more, COVID patients represent a fraction of the overall hospital beds.
St. John's County School Board approving a dress code for the new school year. School board member Patrick Canan.
You can't, you know, make everyone happy, but I think overall we did the right thing.
On the subject of back to school, Duval County students must opt out to avoid wearing masks in the fall. Teachers and staff already mandated to wear masks through September 3rd. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of an accident near downtown on the Main Street Bridge heading north, blocking the right lane. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on the East Beltway 295 northbound at Heckscher Drive. And there's a crash on I-95 heading north at the Southside Flyover. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 73. Thursday, mostly cloudy with more storms, high 85.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. There's a process in water treatment called ion exchange. This process actually removes hardness using very little salt with our demand metered systems. Our dual media system softens and filters water for your home or business. Affordable Water has been educating and serving Jacksonville for 30 years. We're licensed locally as well as on the state and national level. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
You're a facilities director. You're within budget. Life is good. Finally. Then that red light goes off on your pump station. Well, so much for the budget. Get a preventive maintenance program from the pump station pros. Call us. We can help. 904-249-8080. We're Consolidated Utilities, the pump station pros since 1948. 249-8080. That's 904-249-8080. 8080.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and host of the Best Stocks Now show. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to get a free sample, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure to tune in to Best Stocks Now on this station.
Tune in to Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WBOB. And Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on our sister station, Talk 100.3.
House is a brick. House. She's mighty, mighty.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And if you're relocating, I can assist you no matter where you're moving to, because we are located throughout the United States and we are also located internationally. So I'm always here for you. And I've got a dynamic listing coming up. Should be live, if not tomorrow, Friday. It is located in Orange Park. And it is a three-story home. It has four bedrooms, four bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It is an awesome house. It's got a huge family room. And it has a pool. And there is a dock that you can walk to for all your toys.
Oh, really? It's waterfront?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to price it probably at, we haven't decided yet, but we're thinking probably close to $350.
On the water?
It's not on the water, but you can walk to it.
You can walk to it.
It's okay. Part of the little subdivision. I mean, when I say you walk to it, it's like, I should count the steps. It's not very...
So like a neighborhood boat ramp or something of that
it's
nature?
It's a private neighborhood. Private yeah, neighborhood. Of only five additional homes.
Oh my goodness, that is you need to keep that one under your hat and get people out there.
Yes.
Do an open house, let people come see it.
That's what's going to happen.
Great.
Yes.
When are you going to have that?
Well, we'll announce that next week, but
okay.
It is beautiful home, and you don't want to miss it.
How many square feet are we talking about?
We are talking about, it is almost 2,700 square feet.
Big home.
It seems like it's so much bigger than that, though. So, and probably because it's broken up into three stories.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
You know, so each floor doesn't have a whole lot on it, and it's got nice appliances in it and, all tile on that first floor.
Where's the master, the first floor or the third floor?
Well, you're going to have to make an appointment and find out.
Okay.
It's all the right. Mystery house.
Jeez. That's right.
It's such a hot deal. She's guarding it, making sure,
that's
like a treasure.
Right.
You know?
And it's not split level, though, is it? It's just three stories?
No, it's okay. Three stories.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
And it's a wonderful home, and you've got a swimming pool right there, and literally the St. John's River is right there.
My goodness. In Orange Park.
In Orange Park.
Okay.
So if you want to see this, you better call me, 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. It is a dynamic. We're going to have it at a dynamic price. And
we're
ready
great.
To pull the trigger on this home. It's absolutely gorgeous. And
so if you put it on tomorrow, is there a website of yours that can go take a look at it?
Well, they can go to realityexecutives.com. / Anita Hiles.
Okay. So they can find your listings there. Wonderful.
Yes. Everything is listed on there.
Yeah. Should be a beautiful sunrises at that location.
Oh, my
it's
God.
On the Orange Park side of the river.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So.
And you're down in Clay County. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty part of the world.
Yeah, they have a good sheriff over there.
Yeah, that's true.
She's pretty cool.
I don't know about it. She can beat out the Polk County one. He's pretty popular.
I would say he's number one.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but I put her real close up there. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to check out this Polk County Sheriff YouTube videos.
I think everyone knows who he is.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you're sitting in a good location. You're close, not far from the base. Not far from restaurants, stores, entertainment. You know, they've got the mall down there, too. So, I mean, you've got everything you need there. You really don't have to leave that area if you don't need to. And
true.
It is right over the Buck. As soon as you've, you know, from this neck of the woods in Duval, if you're going over the Buckman. So, if you're going west, it's literally right over the Buckman.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So,
Nice area right there. Wide part of the river, probably the deep part, deep water.
Oh, it's deep water.
So bring your big boats as well.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, about 2,700 square feet. You cannot beat the price. And again, we haven't picked it, but it'll be probably somewhere about $350.
That's not bad. Very, very good.
Yeah,
good
or
price.
Less. Or less.
So it's going to be one of those that may last 24 hours.
I hope so. We'd like to, I'm not one of these that likes to play, multiple offers. Give me 20 offers.
Right.
You know, if, you know, we might counter one or two people, like the top people.
Sure.
You know, I don't like to play games with people. You know, if you're in the game, we're going to let you know you're in the game. If you're not in the game and you're too far out, I'm not going to have somebody just to counter.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good courtesy.
It is. It's right now, it's a lot of emotions right now for buyers. you know, and I've been out there. I've got a pair of buyers. From the life of me, I can't get them accepted. You know, it's tough to get in that low 300 range because everybody wants that price point right now, especially in the 2-4 zip code. You know, 32224, which is the intercoastal area. That's a top area. You know, you're about 5 miles from the beach. It's a great location. And it's just tough to get a house right there. If your house right now, it doesn't matter. If your house is in good condition, and when I say good condition, it's got to be spotless inside. Your oven's got to be clean. People don't want to look at a dirty house. They don't want to see dead bugs on the floor. They don't want to see, that the house looks like it's vacant and that it needs the lawn mowed and the backyard needs to be mowed. It's got to look pristine. It's got to be mowed. It's got to be cleaned.
True.
And if you're moving and you're listing with me, it's probably going to be a few days before we list it, because if it's occupied, I'm going to tell you to start packing, right? Because less is more. We normally get multiple offers on my properties. And why? Because they look like they're a model home and they're occupied. It's so important. You know, the tables are set.
True. Yeah.
People walk in my listings, they go, does people live here? They do live here. And so, we give people a little opportunity to pack up a few things, because what's important for us. Like me at my house, I got my stuff out everywhere. But if I were to list my own personal home, I'm going to pack up a lot of my little, knickknacks.
Sure.
I'm going to put them away. I'm going to clean up my bookshelf so it looks really nice and lean. And
dust. Make sure that you keep the dust off the bookshelf.
Yes, yeah. Your fans need to be dusted.
Yeah,
and
that's another
nobody
big
wants to see our dirt.
Exactly. They're not buying the dirt. They're buying the house.
Because that's what they think they're buying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when they see dirt or a dirty oven, or they're like, you're losing the client. You're losing the customer because they're looking like, okay, that's what I'm going to get when I move in. Nobody wants other people's grime.
And that you'll get a lower price offer too.
You will get a lower price offer.
If it's pristine, people are going to jump all over it.
That's correct.
But it's human nature.
It could be a difference.
Yeah.
From anywhere from a few, from $5,000 to $20,000.
True, yeah.
On having a pristine home. I've seen it at all different levels between that. And I can tell people, you can leave it the way it is. I've got a house that I'm waiting to put on the market. And she needs to do a lot of work. She had some family members during COVID. Unfortunately, had to move in. Right. And so, she got a lot of more stuff. So literally, she's been kind of packing and putting things away. Mm-hmm. And we probably still won't put it on the market for another 3 weeks.
Trying to get it right, yeah.
Trying to get it right. Got to touch up the paint. Got to get it. And why? Because I will get her more money. I could list it the way it is and, probably list it for 15 grand less.
And, what you're finding out, though, is the appraisals. If you have a house in those poorer conditions, they talk about deferred maintenance.
They do.
They rate the house at a lower grade because they have a 1 through 5 grading scale that they put right on the appraisal. And if it's rated low, then it could affect the value and the ability to
your house can be dated. But if it's dirty and dated, oh my God.
Oh, yes.
Because a lot of times, and when I say dirty, I should probably not use that word, but when we live in our own homes, we're used to it. It's our mess. It's our dirt, right?
Yeah. You don't smell that smell. You don't see that dirt.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, exactly.
That's why they need a professional like you to come in and help them with that.
Right. And so I've told this story many times about Betty and I, but we walked in this lady's house. It was an expired listing. She had like well over 80 showings. It was in a pristine area, and it didn't sell because her house stank, and the realtor never told her. It was her dog.
Man,
it was her dog.
Honesty,
and once we told her, we had multiple offers and it sold within a couple of days.
It just all takes the professional to come in.
That's all it is. So it's like my intro says, it's got to smell good. We'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And AJ?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I promise we're going to talk about this preparedness emergency because we've got some tips and more about pets because we forget about our pets.
Oh, right? She's prepared. I tell you what. If you're just tuning in, Anita Hiles was a police officer. That's right. She might have been a Girl Scout, too, but she is prepared.
I was a Girl Scout.
Aha, I thought so. We'll be right back.
You don't want cookies?
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at BettyLayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're talking about a lot of things.
We're having a great conversation today.
I've got a coming soon listing in Orange Park that is... You can actually crawl to the water of the St. John's River. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms.
And one, two, three stories.
Three stories. It's going to be listed for less than $350. And you don't want to miss out on that. And we've got Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group. The money man is in the house.
Thank you. Thank you. Call me with any questions you have.
And one of the things I want to mention today on the show, because it came in the mail, is... And it's so great that it does. And you could also get it online. If you haven't received yours, it's probably coming. I'm sure they got sent out probably at different times, not all at once. But the City of Jacksonville's Preparedness and Response Guide. And, you know, for us, we always say, and we seem to discuss it more during hurricane season.
True. Very true.
You know, we're not one that really has fire season, but we do get them kind of up north sometimes. You know, off of the Georgia area, border area. You know, thank God we're not like California where they have, you know, a lot of that dryness up there. But there's been times that we have been hit by a lot of fires. But, you know, for us, it's really the hurricanes. And it is hurricane season. And we want you to protect your house and have your house ready and your emergency kits we've talked about. But one of the things I always forget to talk about, and I've got pets, is our emergency kits for our animals.
Right.
And all of you, they have, you know, just about every household has an animal. And I know how I am with my dog, Jake. You know, and Jake is
family member.
Yeah, he's 15 years old, and he's a Weimaraner. He's beautiful. He was even on the cover of a Hallmark card that he got picked to be on.
Oh, fantastic.
And so he's a little bit famous.
Okay.
In his younger day when he didn't have all his grayness and wrinkles.
Does he still have that star attitude, though? Is that...
He does. He does. But, you know, we do forget about, okay, we have our emergency kit, but what about, you know, because a lot of times you have to go mobile. If you're not going to stay in your house, you know, you still want to take that kit with you and throw it in your cars before you leave because you never know if you might need it. It's the same with your animals. So I know you were looking up some things that you can have.
Well, one of the things they talk about is putting together a box just like we do for human beings, but
right.
Put leashes in there, water bowls, drinking bowls, because if you go to shelters and so forth, they do not have these supplies. So you've got to take care of your own
pets.
And
Jacksonville will normally have at least one shelter that will take animals, but you have to have these things that Carl is talking about. You need to have this in your kit.
And one of the things they talk about most that people forget, if you're using canned dog food, there's no electric can openers in the shelter. So you've got to have the old-fashioned twist key mechanical. So make sure you have one of those. And you probably have it in your kitchen. You don't realize it, but have another one. Throw it in the dog kit along with the leashes, the water bowls. And
I still use that type.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, there's all kinds. But
I don't want that ugly thing sitting on my counter.
And you always having to clean the magnet and everything.
It's gross.
Yeah, it does. Speaking of a dirty house, that's one of the things that you got to wash and make sure you take care of. But things like that, put your pet's prescriptions together, their information about their shots and so forth, because some shelters want to make sure the dogs are prepared, or any of the pets have had their proper shots, because they're going to be around other animals.
They won't accept them, I believe, if you don't have the vaccination
records. Right.
So if you do not have the records, just call tomorrow. Just call the company up that you use, the vet that you use. Mm-hmm. They'll probably email it to you and print it out. You just throw it in that box. And just don't forget when you go, you know, to renew it, you take your pet in, ask them for an extra copy, and just throw it in there. So that way you don't have to look for these things at the last
nothing
minute.
Nothing fancy. You just want to put it in a Ziploc bag because you want it to be waterproof. You don't want the paperwork to get damaged. So that's the kind of stuff that you're looking for. And then a photo of your animal is something that they don't always think about, is if the dog gets away from you and you're trying to look for it, you want to show other people what the dog looks like or the cat looks like. So it's quite simple stuff that we all know we should do, but you need the checklist to do it. And the Red Cross also puts out a nice list as well. So if you go on the Red Cross, they'll help you as well.
Yes. And this is also in your emergency booklet from the city of Jacksonville. And of course, I'm talking about Jacksonville. I know we have listeners all the way from Orlando, all the way into Georgia. And we have people that listen that have our app in different states. It's whatever state you're in. They will have an emergency or your county as well will have, just like Jacksonville has, an emergency preparedness and response guide, because they talk about all kinds of things, not just, you know, fires or hurricanes. It's a nice booklet.
Yeah, very nice. Actually,
I love
it. Very nice printing, very nice paper. Mm-hmm. And
they
it's durable.
They even have a few items on here because of COVID. And, you know, of COVID-19, and, you know, we forget that, it's hurricane season. We still have COVID out there.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
You want to throw it. So, I haven't added this in my of course, I have this stuff all in my car because of my clients and my customers. So, you know, I've got hand sanitizers. I definitely have gloves, and I definitely have face coverings. And I always keep Lysol in there and disinfectant to wipe down my seats and things of that nature.
Sure.
So my steering wheel.
Yeah. Especially when you're pumping gas and so forth, you want to clean off your hands before you get back in your car, that sort of thing.
I definitely do that. So it's something to add in there, because you just never know what season it is. If it's flu season, if it's COVID season, or it's whatever virus they want to release out season.
Release out. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, what lab was that from?
Yes.
The Wu-Tang Gang? No. Which was that?
Wuhan.
But yes, you definitely want to be prepared. And I'm not pushing Amazon, but, you know, we all know who Amazon is.
Yeah.
I just got this in the mail because, and it only cost me $9. It's Pet Alert. And it says, please save all our family. And then on here, it says dog, and there's a little white square box, and you put how many animals you have, how many dogs you have, cats or other. And so it kind of helps the fire department. Of course, their priority are going to be human lives. We know that.
Sure, yeah.
But we've seen many videos of how great our fire departments are saving animals as well. And so this at least lets them know what's in the house. And of course, you can always, under other, you can put humans with a permanent marker and write how many people live.
Now? We're not.
Yeah, how many people live in the house? Because there is a section for others. Myself, because I just got this yesterday. For myself, under other, I might just put humans, and I'm the only one that lives there.
Yep.
It helps them out. It lets them know who's in the house, and that I exactly that I've got one dog. I have actually that cat that I have is my dog's cat.
It's your dog's
cat.
We
won't go there.
Okay.
We'll I do have one cat.
Didn't Bill Murray warn us about cats and dogs coming together?
Yes. But with this kit that you get, these go on your window in your house, and they give you several. I believe I got four of when I say big, they're not like huge, but, and then they have the a few of the smaller stickers. And then they have, in case of emergency for your car, you can put it by your registration and maybe in your wallet by your driver's license. But they also have a key ring that you can put on your car key. And a lot of us don't have car keys. We have those little fobs.
Right.
That's but you right. could still put hook it onto there.
Yeah.
And this, in case you get knocked out in your car and they're transporting you to the hospital, at least they'll see this and they might get a hold of a family member for you through your cell phone. So that way they let them know that you're not only being transported, but you might want to go by the house and check on the pets.
And then most of the time, if you haven't, go in when you renew your driver's license or go into the DMV and put in emergency contacts, because our first responders will use that list first when they're trying to contact somebody. And if they do, they will know about your pets as well. So make sure you talk to whomever is going to be your responder.
It's all good information, but we do forget about our little love babies.
Yeah.
And
I did just think of something, though. I had friends when I was growing up that had lizards and snakes. Maybe that's what should go under others.
That is what others is for, but I don't have any of those. So I might put humans so they know how many people are in the house.
Well, at least they know you have a sense of humor anyway, right?
Exactly. And don't forget about cats. You need, if in your little kit, there are disposable cat litter boxes that already have the cat litter in them. You can get those at Publix. And so it's sealed. Those are the best ones to use during for emergencies.
I had not heard of that. That's interesting.
So, yes.
Okay.
You need all those things.
There's somebody with a great idea, you know?
Absolutely. And don't forget.
There's a way to make money.
Exactly.
I've got that dynamite house, less than $350,000. You can walk to the water, four bedrooms, four bathrooms. It is three stories. It's absolutely amazing. Give me a call, 904-290-1552. We will see you next week. We got a dynamic show for you next week. So stay tuned. We'll see you next Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m.
Stay safe, guys.